wealth here.
My husband told me of your title, Shadout. I recognized the word. It's a very ancient word.
You know the ancient tongues, then?
Tongues are the Bene Gesserit's first learning. I know the Botani Jib and the Chakopsa, all the hunting languages.
Just as the legend says.
Jessica wondered, why do I play out this sham? But the Bene Gesserit ways were devious and compelling.
I know the dark things and the ways of the Great Mother.
She read the more obvious signs in Mapes's actions and appearance, the petty betrayals.
Misesis pregia, andral tu repera. Trada cic puscacri, misesis peracri.
Mapes took a backward step, appeared poised to flee.
I know many things. I know that you have borne children, that you have lost loved ones, that you have hidden in fear, and that you have done violence, and will yet do more violence. I know many things.
I meant no offense, my lady.
You speak of the legend and seek answers. Beware the answers you may find. I know you came prepared for violence with a weapon in your bodice.
My lady, I...
There's a remote possibility you could draw my life's blood. But in so doing, you'd bring down more ruin than your wildest fears could imagine. There are worse things than dying, you know. Even for an entire people.
My lady...
Mapes appeared about to fall to her knees.
The weapon was sent as a gift to you, should you prove to be the one.
And as the means of my death, should I prove otherwise.
Jessica waited in the seeming relaxation that made the Bene Gesserit training so terrifying in combat. Now we see which way the decision tips, she thought. Slowly, Mapes reached into the neck of her dress, brought out a dark sheath. A black handle with deep finger ridges protruded from it. She took sheath in one hand and handle in the other, withdrew a milk-white blade, held it up. The blade seemed to shine and glitter with a light of its own. It was double-edged, like a kinjal, and the blade was perhaps 20 centimeters long.
Do you know this, my lady?
It could only be one thing, Jessica knew. The fabled kris-knife of Arrakis, the blade that had never been taken off the planet and was known only by rumor and wild gossip.
It's a kris-knife.
Say it not lightly. Do you know its meaning?
And Jessica thought. There was an edge to that question. Here's the reason this Fremen has taken service with me, to ask that one question. My answer could precipitate violence or... What? She seeks an answer from me, the meaning of a knife. She's called the Shadout in the Chakopsa language. Knife, that's Deathmaker in Chakopsa. She's getting restive. I must answer now. Delay is as dangerous as the wrong answer.
It's a maker.
It was a sound of both grief and elation. She trembled so hard the knife blade sent glittering shards of reflection shooting around the room. Jessica waited, poised. She had intended to say the knife was a maker of death, and then add the ancient word, but every sense warned her now. All the deep training of alertness that exposed meaning in the most casual muscle twitch. The key word was maker. Maker? Maker. Still, Mapes held the knife as though ready to use it.
Did you think that I, knowing the mysteries of the Great Mother, would not know the Maker?
Mapes lowered the knife.
My lady, when one has lived with prophecy for so long, the moment of revelation is a shock.
Jessica thought about the prophecy, the Shari'ar and the Panoplia Propheticus. A Bene Gesserit of the Missionaria Protectiva, dropped here long centuries ago. Long dead, no doubt, but her purpose accomplished. The protective legends implanted in these people against the day of a Bene Gesserit's need. Well, that day had come. Mapes returned knife to sheath.
This is an unfixed blade, my lady. Keep it near you. More than a week away from flesh, and it begins to disintegrate. It's yours, a tooth of Shai Halud, for as long as you live.
Jessica reached out her right hand, risked a gamble.
Mapes, you've sheathed that blade unblooded.
With a gasp, Mapes dropped the sheathed knife into Jessica's hand, tore open the brown bodice.
Take the water of my life!
Jessica withdrew the blade from its sheath. How it glittered! She directed the point toward Mapes, saw a fear greater than death, panic come over the woman. Poison in the point? Jessica wondered. She tipped up the point, drew a delicate scratch with the blade's edge above Mapes's left breast. There was a thick welling of blood that stopped almost immediately. Ultra-fast coagulation, Jessica thought. A moisture-conserving mutation? She sheathed the blade.
Button your dress, Mapes.
Mapes obeyed, trembling. The eyes without whites stared at Jessica.
You are ours. You are the one.
There came another sound of unloading in the entry. Swiftly, Mapes grabbed the sheathed knife, concealed it in Jessica's bodice.
Who sees that knife must be cleansed or slain. You know that, m'lady.
I know it now, Jessica thought.